So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Beis continues. Bekesef, Beshamer Omer Bediner Ubeshava Diner. Beshamer says that Kedusha Kesef can only be performed with a silver dinner or its equivalent value. Ubeshil Omer Beprutu Ubeshava Pruta. Beshil maintains that a mere copper pruta or its equivalent value suffices. The Gemara offers four reasons why Beshamer requires a dinner, although they certainly agree that a pruta has monetary value. Shekin Isha Makpedes Al Atzma Ve'in Miskadeshes Bepachas Mediner. A woman is particular about her dignity and would not demean herself to accept less than a dinner. Therefore, this only applies to Kitcha Balelia, if she accepted the Kedushin at night and was unable to discern the exact amount, or the Shavi Shliach, if she appointed an agent to accept the Kedushin. In these cases, we assume that her intention was only to accept a minimum of one dinner. However, Pashta Yad Bekiblo Chatzudza, if she knowingly accepts a lesser amount, she is certainly Mukadeshes. Accordingly, women from certain families who typically only accept larger sums for Kedushin are not married if their agent accepts a lesser amount. The use of kesa for Kedushin is derived from the gzereshava kicha kicha, a similarity in the terms used to describe Kedushin, and also the purchase of the stay ephron, which the Torah explicitly states was done with currency. Therefore, we apply the following principle. Amra v'asi kol kesef ha'amah b'tayra kesef tzuri. Whenever the Torah mentions kesef, it refers to currency from tzur. And as Rashi explains, b'tzur matbeya shal nechashes leka. They did not mint copper coins. Therefore, afikse mi pruta. The Torah clearly requires more than the mere pruta. Alma midi dechashivas bayi ukmu adinner. Since Kedushin necessitates a larger sum, we assume it to be a dinner, a silver coin of significant value. The Gemara challenges this ruling. Beis Hillel Oimrim bepruta ubeshava pruta. Beis Hillel maintains that a pruta suffices for Kedushin. Name it Rav Asi d'amar ke Beis Shammai. Surely Rav Asi did not disagree with Beis Hillel. The Gemara therefore reformulates Rav Asi's principle. Kol kesef katzav ha'amar b'tayra kesef tzuri. Whenever the Torah mentions a set amount of currency, it refers to kesef tzuri. Examples include chamish shloim shel ben, the five shloim required for pinya ben, Shloishim shel Eved, the 30 shloim paid for a slave killed by one's ox, Chamishim shel Oines u'mufata, the 50 shloim paid by the assailant or seducer of an unmarried woman, and Meya shel Mitzi Shemra, the 100 shloim paid by someone who defames his wife. Rav Asi continues, B'shel Devrayim, Kesef Medina. Whenever the Chacham mentioned Kesef, they referred to the common currency that had only 1/8 the value of Kesef Tzuri. For example, when the Braisa says, Hatakei l'chaver noisn le'sela, as Rashi explains, Hatakei ba'aznai, someone who shouts into another's ear, or alternately, hikeu its loizen, he strikes him near his ear, must pay one sela, demei boishtoi lo odin beinini. This is compensation for an average person's humiliation from such an incident. According to Rav Asi, loi tema arba zuzi, this does not refer to sela tsuri, which is worth 4 zuz, rather palga de zuza. It is sela medini, which is worth a half a zuz. In conclusion, the Gemara retracts this explanation for Beis Shammai, and Kedusha Isha does not require Kesef Tzuri because the Torah does not specify an amount for Kedushin. Kedusha Isha le Beis Shammai nafkalu ma'am avriya. Beis Shammai compares ordinary Kedushin to Yiyud, where a master marries his maidservant with the money he originally paid for her. The pasuk regarding a Jewish maidservant says, v'hefta, she can reimburse her master and redeem herself. Chizkiyah notes that it does not say v'niftis, she shall become redeemed. Rather, it says vehefta, implying that her master assists her to become redeemed. This teaches us, he must deduct from her original value the amount of time she already worked for him, and she only pays the balance. Now, the Gemara derives from a hekesh that kol hecha dele motzi megara lo have zvina zvini. Her original sale must allow for the possibility for her to redeem herself in this manner. Therefore, the Gemara reasons, if she can be bought for a mere pruta, it would not be possible to redeem her by deducting from it. Clearly, yavla dinner, haina de megara v'ozla ad pruta. He must purchase her for a dinner, and she can then deduct from this price until a minimum of a pruta. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, ma omavriya bepruta lemekanya, af isha bepruta lemekacha. Just as a maidservant cannot be purchased for a mere pruta, and so the money used for her yid will always be more than the pruta, Kedushin also requires a more significant sum. Here too, the Gemara explains, kivan de afixim bepruta ukma dinner. Once we know that Kedushin must be with more than the pruta, we assume it to be a dinner, a silver coin of significant value. This sugya concludes on the top of the next daf with the fourth reason. Hainu tami de b'shamai shleyu b'nei sisrael kehafker, to protect the dignity of Jewish women, the Chacham invalidated any kedushin performed with less than the full dinner.